Hey, if you want to make more money and have more fun, then listen up, because I think you'll enjoy this episode. I'm Angela Barnard. You can call me Ange, and I'm all about helping people intentionally design their lives. Lately, I've been helping people get into alignment when it comes to their career, do work that's more meaningful to them, that brings them more joy, and take the steps to make that a reality for them. I've seen my clients wanting to start businesses or take their business to the next level, or just straight up wanting to switch their career to do something more meaningful to them. So I've been coaching people in the career space for the last, since 2014. Do the math for me. Isn't it so funny how we like don't want to use the energy to like do the math around something, right? We just like, where are you at, calculator? And then someone else like, Ange, it's 7 years. Okay, 7 years. Anyways, I have found from working with a bunch of people that those that show up with curiosity and that ask for what they want are more filled with joy in their lives, right? They report having a more meaningful life. They're more satisfied with their life. So that's what I want to talk about, is curiosity and asking for what you want. I'm going to start off with a story. So this week, I have been in full-out organization mode. So I haven't been home for several weeks, but I came home this week and I was like, I'm going to organize everything. Like, I want to redo my wardrobe. I can't wait to tell you guys about that. I'll be doing some episodes on that. Like, if you've ever desired to have a wardrobe that you're just really, like, you feel really good about what you're wearing, you feel like it represents you and who you want to be, versus opening up your closet and being like, I have all this clothes, but I don't know what to wear. I don't like my stuff. I feel like my stuff doesn't look good on me, or I just feel like it's old, or like, this is the stuff that I was thinking. So I'm on this journey of even getting an entire new wardrobe, taking courses on it, all the things. I can't wait to tell you about it, but that's for later. So the other thing I've been doing is organizing my cupboards and all of that. And I think some people would think already that I'm someone that is already super organized. But the thing is, I work to be this way. I intentionally pick days to keep up with, you know, the stuff in my home. It's all about, it doesn't just happen. I intentionally design it that way. So since I've been gone, some things have kind of fallen through the cracks. And because I've been busy, I've noticed that we've been adding more things and like they're not going into their appropriate homes, like where they belong. So they're kind of setting out. I don't like that. I want everything to have its own home. I just feel so much more peace about that. So I've been working on getting organized, and I bought some new ball jars, and I love that look, you know, that the ball jars, and you see the things that are in them, like the spices or whatever you have in your jars, and how pretty and clean that looks. You know what I mean? I love that. So I've been doing that, and Ian was really excited because he got to make me a new shelf. I found a great spot to put my new ball jars. So the point of the story is, homeboy was excited because he got to go to Lowe's, and he loves to go to Lowe's, and he loves to buy all the plants. He's like a kid on Christmas. He just lights up and glows when he gets a new plant. So I knew he was going to Lowe's. I know he's going to come back with more than what he needed to build that shelf, right? So he pulls in, has a bunch of stuff I can see in the car. He gets out, and he had bought a bunch of Rose of Sharon. Is that what it's called, my plant people? They look like hibiscus, but they're not. But I guess they are in the hibiscus family. I don't know. But I love them. These big, bright red flowers, and they're like this tree. And anyways, he went and bought three more of those to create this cool little path next to our tiny house where you walk, and it's just like a row of them. I think it's going to be fun. But anyways, he gets out. He has that. He has mulch. He has a bunch of other stuff. And he's smiling from ear to ear. So I look over at him, and he's like, guess how much I paid for all of this? And that usually signals to me that homeboy got a good deal, because homeboy is one of the best negotiators I've ever met out there, who always asks for what he wants. So I'm like, okay, tell me. And he's like, how much do you think, right? He always asks me that. I'm like, just tell me. So finally, he's like, I spent $39, and he had like four trees, soil, mulch, some wood stuff. Like, I don't even know how he only spent $39. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, because I just asked them if I can get discounts on all these things, because I noticed that this is this way and this has a hole in it, this thing. And Lowe's is really great about that. Like if something looks like the plant looks like it's kind of, it needs some more water, then you can ask for a discount on it, right? If the bag has a hole in it, whatever. So he did that, and it led to a really short, short bill, I was about to say, but less expenses. So anyways, I just laughed, and it made me think about you guys and how often I hear that people don't ask for what it is that they want. I see this all the time. I've seen it with my clients. I can't even tell you guys how many times I've had to literally tell a client, like, you are going to negotiate. And they're like, no, I don't want to. I feel uncomfortable. I'm like, yes, you are. Like, and I know I shouldn't be the one telling them because it's, you know, it's my client. It's their agenda. That's in the coach world. That's what they would say. Like, it's your client's choice. But I'm like, no, you are not leaving money on the table, girl. You're going to go after it. You're going to get yourself some money. Right. And this is what I'm doing. So recently this happened with a friend of mine. And she's like, I think I'm just going to accept it as it is. And I was like, what if you know, let's just talk about this. So I helped her figure out what she was going to say. And she ended up getting an additional $5,000 in a matter of 5 minutes of our conversation. And she felt really good about asking for it, the way that she went about it. Because we talk a lot about values and things like that. It's all about how you word it. So that was cool because that gave her $5,000. You know how much longer she would have had to work to get that $5,000? And then that also got me thinking because my husband said, yeah, I passed one of my friends on the way back, and he was on his way to work. And it got me thinking because I said to him, like, hey, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to work. And he's like, oh, like he said, the thought popped in his mind where he was like, he's going to work, and I know that what I just saved in a matter of just a few minutes, he's going to work the rest of the night for. So that really got me thinking, like, we're leaving so much behind because we're not even willing to ask for it because we don't want to face rejection. And I know our last episode was about rejection, so go back and listen to that if you need to. But The reality is like, even if somebody says no, we're still at the same position we are in now, right? So the worst that could happen is we're in the same position, or really, truly, the worst that could happen is what we make it mean about us when they say no. That's the worst that could ever happen. So if he goes to Lowe's, let's say Ian goes to Lowe's and they say no to him, no, we won't discount that. Okay. He's in the same situation he's in. Right. And he could make up a story and be like, oh, maybe I'm too needy. I ask too much and I'm dumb, blah, whatever story pops in his mind. But that's the worst that could happen. And he gets to decide what that makes it mean. He can make it mean like, well, at least I asked. I'm proud of myself for asking. Right. So going back to another client story for you is I had another client recently who we had to have this conversation around asking, negotiating, and she ended up walking away with another $15,000 and a professional development course. Okay. So how long would it have taken her to make that $15,000? Probably quite a while, right? So I just wonder, what else can you be asking for? And it could be in simple things that can improve your life. Simple things. I want you to think about the quality of your life. So let's say you're on vacation. And let's say that you might ask for an upgrade in a room, like with, you know, out of charge or something. Ian has done that multiple times for us, and we've gotten better rooms and we didn't have to pay anything. It doesn't always happen, but there's times it has, and it's been pretty fun. What else has happened? We've gotten new shoes because we've asked for them. Like there was something going on with one of my shoes. We're like, can we just get a new pair? You know, they try to be like, well, we can discount it. We can do this. We can do this. And I'm like, well, what about just getting a brand new pair? And then they're like, yeah, you can keep those. And we'll give you another pair. But because we asked. And there's so many beyond shoes. What else have we asked for? Flights. I remember being on a plane and we had a 2-hour delay. And Ian and I know all of the rules associated with like flights and stuff. At least we think we do, from being customers, frequent flyers, and calling in and learning about their, you know, their policies and whatnot. So we knew that if the flight was more than an hour and a half delayed, that we would be able, in their policies, they can give us back some money, right, for the flight. So when this happened, we called and we ended up getting enough stipends to take a whole other trip. We still got to take that trip and we got to do a whole other trip. But I remember being on that plane and thinking, out of all the people on the plane right now, I guarantee you since we're an hour and 45 minutes late, how many of these people are going to actually ask for another flight? Probably not many. Probably just a few of them, honestly. So it's interesting because I have seen that trend over and over that people aren't willing to ask for what it is that they want, or they're not willing to ask for more. And this is what I want you to remember. Maybe it's because, okay, let's back this up. Maybe it's because they're afraid of what someone else will think about them. Like they will be that person that's always trying to get more, the moocher. Like they make it mean something like so negative. They're afraid of what someone else would think about them. But I want to encourage you, instead of being afraid of what someone else would think about you, be afraid of you not living your life to the best, in the best way that you can, and truly enjoying your life. Because there's things that will greatly improve your life if you're willing to ask for them. Like I think back to my clients around when we negotiated for additional time off, when they negotiated for the higher salary so that they could take their family on this vacation. They were willing to be uncomfortable and ask for that because of something they loved more. That love for something was greater than the fear. And what I want to say, the love for your life, let that be greater than the fear. Let that be greater than the fear of what someone else would think about you. So I just wanted to pop in and just share that story with you guys, or that bit of wisdom in case you need it, in case you've been thinking about, I don't know, asking for something, or maybe you're like, shoot, I'm going to ask for something next. I was just thinking about recently, my sister almost always asks for her military discount. And recently we're staying at an Airbnb and I didn't even know that you could message them and ask them. And she like, I never thought of this. And she asked them, it saved her like $100+ a night just by asking if they accepted a military, or if they offered a military discount. And then I asked her to do it again. We booked another Airbnb and they gave her one too. And I was like, sweet, that just paid for dinner. Heck yes, right? So I'm all about, and maybe someone is thinking like, I'm totally cheap. I don't know. That's okay. I'm fine with that. But I have found it really fun and exciting to see what is possible and what can be offered to you when you're willing to ask for it, when you're willing to take action, when you're willing to be uncomfortable. Right? It's all about really this willingness to be uncomfortable. I know I always give like weight loss examples because I feel like everyone can grasp this, but I think about how, you know, if you have this pattern of eating really unhealthy, it's super uncomfortable not to eat unhealthy. The brain triggers that because you've been on the same pattern and wants you to keep it going. So it triggers you, the urges to keep it going. That's what it's designed to do, right? So it can, you can look at a cupcake and be like I really want to eat the cupcake. Like, say if you're used to eating like that, and then you're like, the discomfort kicks in when you're not eating the cupcake initially, right? And I always think about like in the past when I was trying to get healthier, I'd be like, I'm willing to be uncomfortable right now for the life that I want. I'm willing to be uncomfortable right now for her, the girl that I want to be, for my future self. Like, I'm willing to be uncomfortable for her in this moment. I literally had to tell myself that, like, with a cupcake. But it shows up for me all the time with everything I do, every opportunity I seek. So the other thing I want you to think about is that thinking about it as curiosity, like being curious about what is possible for you. When you show up with this curious energy, like, huh, I wonder if this is going to work. I wonder if I ask, I wonder if it'll lead to this. I wonder, I wonder, I wonder. When you start showing up with that kind of energy, don't show up with the energy like, I want to see what I can get out of this. Like, not that, because that's a lower energy. But when you're like, I'm just curious and I'm not attached. If they say no to me, I'm not attached to it. It's not some story I'm going to make up about how I suck, right? It's a curious energy, this playful, curious energy. I used to even, I still do, tell my clients when I'm telling, helping them prepare for negotiation, is I say, actually use these words. Say, I'm curious. Like, if you use the words curious, even in interviews, you generate a higher energy level. So that helps because words have energy too. So just even saying that is going to serve you. Like, let's say I want to get a different room. I might walk up to the front desk in a hotel room and say like, hi, Jane. Let's say that she's the front desk person. And I'm like, hey, Jane, I'm really curious to know if you guys have any other rooms available and if you're open to me switching my room. See what they say, right? So it's all about the language behind it. The energy is what it's about. It's the energy that you bring into the space. Show up with curiosity, ask for what you want, and watch. Just watch how many cool things show up for you, because you're willing to generate that kind of energy, the curious energy, and you're willing to be uncomfortable for the things that you desire. And maybe it won't feel even as uncomfortable either if you show up from a place of curiosity. It might be kind of fun. If you can make it a game, that's a really higher energy level, a higher awareness when you can step into that space and kind of see things as a game. Like, I'm just experimenting. I'm just curious. I love to think about this. I wish I could get my mind to go there more. But I love to think about this with even in my own business around, like, when I'm launching a course or something like that, and just seeing as like, huh, I'm curious to see who's going to sign up. Who's going to come for this round, you know, versus being attached to a certain number or things like that. Like, I want to show up more that way, with this curious, detached energy that is willing to ask for what she wants, that is willing to say, hey, y'all, I want you to come hang out with me for these next weeks and work on being that person that you want to be, and like share our stuff with each other and support each other. Like, I want that, you know? I want to be the person that shows up with that energy, the curiosity, asking for what I want. If you ever find yourself in a position where you want to ask for what it is you want, and you're struggling, figure out how to ask, how to feel good about it, all of that stuff, then holla at your girl and let's do a one-on-one session to help you feel good about this. I just did one recently with a client about talking to her boss about her workload. So even just things like that, about adjusting the workload, and she wanted to feel better about how she presented that information. So if that's something, there's no reason that you should be walking around with this energy, this catabolic energy around it, and worrying about it constantly. Just find the people that you need to get the help that you need. You know, brainstorm, do a quick session. If you're like, oh, I'm worried about how much it's going to cost, then shorten it. Ask for opportunities. Do a trade-off. Share a gift that you have. There's so much opportunity. And I think a lot of times we keep ourselves in these lower states because we think we're stuck and we feel like there is no way. There is always a way. There's always, always a way. So maybe that's a message that you needed to hear today. Was that there, whatever it is that you desire, there is a way. We just got to get resourceful. And you know, the other song that I don't know, resourceful is not a song, right? I mean, unless there is. If there's one, sing it to me. But the Hustler song, remember Jay-Z? I'm a hustler, baby. I'll never sing again on the show for you. But anyways, that's what I thought when I was looking out the window at my husband, because he was like smiling and I'm like such a hustler, like playing in the background. I'm a hustler, baby. I know. I said I wouldn't sing. I'm going to stop now. I'm going to get off now. I'm going to let you have an awesome day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.